Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You know, I've always said the people who do our news at the USA Radio quote-unquote network were Category 5 morons. I mean, I can give you a litany of instances where they've just embarrassed themselves beyond all get out. But they may have completely taken the cake this evening. Oh, by the way, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. So aside from the fact they literally just make up stuff, you know, President Obama could cure every ill of the world, stop all the fighting, and they would still get on. Their basic problem with him is he's black, okay? But this was the top. They're doing this story about this dog that popped 100 balloons in 40 seconds, set a new world record. And of course, according to them, that is a new Guinness new world record. Not a Guinness Book of World, no, Guinness. Once again, get a hold of the people at the USA Radio Network and tell them I said me. My name is Jerry Burke. I've told them so many times they're sick of hearing from me. Tell them I said they're a bunch of morons. Coming to you from foggy, windy, cold San Francisco, California, and we wouldn't have it any other way, and you couldn't afford to live here. Like I said, I'm Jerry Burke, and I woke up this morning, July 3rd, not feeling too well. Felt like something was coming on. And then I found out that, like, everyone here at the station was completely, I mean, there's one person who works here. His name is Scott. I never saw somebody so sick that was still vertical. So I came in early this afternoon, being the nice guy that I am. Okay, I was drunk. But now, guess who is just absolutely, I mean, I feel like death on a soda cracker. I feel like I forgot to fall down. But I'm here for you. And why is that? I have no clue. Oh, by the way, for those of you in the state of Arizona, you used to have a man who was second in charge of your Republican Party. His name is Russell Pierce. He's a bad human being. Did you know what this guy did? He wanted all recipients of Medicaid to either get Norplants or tubal ligations. No, I swear to God. And this is a guy who wanted people sterilized if they were receiving public assistance. He resigned. You people keep voting him in. At a mosque outside of Florida, a mosque in Florida and outside of Texas, some people doing nothing more than worshiping were jumped and beaten by supporters of Donald Trump. Okay, this is where you want your country to go? You're sick people. Oh, Crockpot Mama's next. Hiya, kids. It's Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-400-8400. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Well, let it not be said we're politically correct here at Sports Overnight. Ooh, log it to Messina. Two of the nicest guys you would ever want to meet, by the way. I had the pleasure of seeing them do a performance in our performance studio at XM Radio in Washington about 12 years ago or so. And just the nicest guys in the world, really are.
Time to go to town. Where do you go?
There you go.
To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta enjoy.
I remember seeing them do the show on the Midnight Special. You remember that show? I think it was on ABC. God, I was with it. Second or third grade at the time. 13 minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. For a lot of you, it is the 4th of July.
And it's all because of
or my grandmother's 106th birthday. At least it would be if she hadn't passed away and we buried her on her 84th birthday. It's also on this day 106 years ago where Jack Johnson took care of Jim Jeffries in Reno, Nevada in a 14th round knockout. Jeffries, of course, the retired undefeated heavyweight champ, came out of retirement and take the championship back from that black boy and got his ass whipped. Ken Burns documentary, Unforgivable Blackness, or as my boss once called it here, Unbelievably Black. Go check that out sometime. Absolutely fantastic. The life of Jack Johnson. Passed away in a car crash in North Carolina in 1946. The reason there's a man act is because of Jack Johnson. There's this sort of kind of, I can't remember what, it was a senator or something like that. His last name was Mann. And it came with the law, if you crossed a woman over state lines for immoral purposes, it was a federal crime. That's how they finally got Jack Johnson, specifically put there to make sure he lost the heavyweight title. Doesn't that sound fair? Now, the reason we're playing Loggins and Messina here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, is, boys and girls, this woman is la grande fromage dame.
Out of the car, long hair.
Not that all the time. So that means she's the big cheese chick at the Crock-Pot Mamas. She is in charge. She's also a looker, and she is going to be live in studio on this very program here coming up on July 28th, and I cannot wait for that because I'm going to try to get her drunk. I'm going to be drunk. We'll see what I can do with her. The great Lisa Kosich joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Crockpot Mama, ¿qué pasó? ¿Cómo está? Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Yeah, well, we're doing okay. Actually, I'm sick as a dog. I'll be honest with you. I was talking earlier. I mean, I didn't feel well when I woke up earlier today. I came in here and like everyone in this building was, I mean, there was one guy, Scott, the fact that he was still expelling carbon dioxide was amazing. I thought he was dead when I saw him. And of course,
oh
I took.
Oh my goodness, you can't be sick on the 4th of July.
Yes, I can. I've been sick other days. I've been sick my whole life. But don't forget.
No, but that's the holiday where you eat and drink and be married.
I will eat, drink, and I'll eat, drink, and I'll find somebody named Mary too. I don't care what her name is. But no, I'll be okay as long as I have olives around, and you know what to use my olives for. I'll be good to go. The Crockpot Mama, Lisa Kosich, joins us here. She is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania right now. No floods to report, are there? Lisa? Seriously?
No floods at all.
Where did you go?
I'm here. I'm in the country.
When you're in the middle of nowhere like that,
you don't even give me a minute to say anything.
Well, you had to think it over whether or not there was a flood.
Yeah, because everyone for years have been thinking every time when they hear Johnstown, they think it's a flood.
Well, yeah. Well, when I think Johnstown, I think that's where they filmed a good part of Slapshot.
Filled with people from all over, and I'm here with Jeff.
I'm sorry, you're where with whom?
My co-host today. Want to say hi, Jess?
Hi.
Oh, there's Jess. Wherever you are, you're starting to come up with a little bit of interference there, so try not to move too much. You're on Skype, by the way. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. So what? iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. What exactly is it that you will be doing for your 4th of July celebration? Lisa?
What are you
going to
be doing, Jess? She said she's going to be hanging out with me. Fireworks.
You know what, Lisa? You're fading in, you're fading out on me here, kid. You sound like hell. You sounded good before. Try talking again.
Looks like we were being attacked.
There you are. Now I can understand you.
Give me a minute. I'm in the country.
I understand that. Okay, but this is something we need to work on. Okay, all right. Are you still with us? You keep in mind this is live radio, and I can already see. Let's see. Oh, look at that! Your internet has gone down. Not mine, yours.
Okay.
There. Are you back with us? Really? See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you're dealing with live radio. That's okay. I still like her. See, now we know she's officially gone. The Crockpot Mama, Lisa Kosich on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I tell you what, since everyone here is sick, including the host, what we're going to do, well, let's see. We're going to try her again. Here she goes. Let's see. Let's try this. All right. Are you back? Lisa? No, she's not back. Okay, here's what we're going to do, kids. We're going to go to a break a little bit early. When we come back, hopefully we'll have this whole mess sorted out. And if not, I'm just to say, you know, because here's the thing. I'm in the middle of this serious money thing with these people here that I work for, and they're not bending. I've got my fourth renties increase. That means I get one a year. That's the last time I had a raise. So when I deal with those cheap bastards, find out what the hell Tree Elise is sitting in. We'll listen to a little Nina Simone. Come back. Maybe we'll do an update if the computers will work. Maybe not. This is Sports Overnight America.
That's the reason that he's gone and left you black and blue. Hey, gal. Tell me what you gonna do. You're all alone to weather this old storm. He's got another woman now hanging on his arm. Yeah, yeah.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Those who've taken LSD, tell the others how hard that might be.
Well, we had to bag great Lisa Kosich from the Crockpot Mamas due to technical difficulties, the technical difficulty being that she's in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program. And considering I'm sick as a dog and everybody else is taking the night off saying it's the best stuff, you know, we come back after this update real quick. We're going to do a best stuff. Quick update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device. You know what? I don't even really have time to do that. I will let you know that for some reason the Washington Nationals took Steven Strasburg out of the game when he was pitching a no-hitter. Okay. Toronto just absolutely smoked 17-1. Sounds like something the Red Sox would do. And don't look now, kids, but the Houston Astros are only three games out of the wild card. Or checked at a buck and a half out. Any event, we'll do an update a little bit later. If it was going to do me an update, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Boys and girls of all ages, that's Jimmy Page. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America.
For truth on this network.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was in back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You
got
to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No. Okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
See,
she was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did that.
Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out there.
He wrote
it all by
himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No, really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga. And I'm telling you Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend, did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay,
but you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's
in 60. And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
Hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair enough.
She's got like over 1 million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about so.
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
Do you even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter.
No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point,
I'm defending
no,
this
no,
girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a
no,
fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody.
I'm speaking
you're
on
out
a,
of your mind.
I'm speaking
just
on a pure
he
talent.
Did,
I'm speaking just on pure.
No.
That guy wrote "Who's Next?" For Christ's sake.
That has a.
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. I'm Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right now, Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what?
Was writing Tommy and who's
so
next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal.
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
was. No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris.
That is a drug. In fact, concert.
No. Oh my God! I can't believe we're.
Wait. Okay, you're going to say right now a person who is as popular as she is on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all in computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell?
No, no, no. We're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got. Because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money. Christ. She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age.
Vanilla Ice sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented?
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga. At where she is.
And I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
Townsend, and Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there, and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
Well, you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump. You think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend as far as
Pete Townsend in music, individually.
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles.
Pete Townsend. What has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey, what are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Broken. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name. Not The Who and not what he did with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in 86.
I was, God almighty, I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care if she made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people?
She did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own.
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own, she's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, I'm gonna explain this to you.
No.
I'm gonna explain it to you. Like
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look, we got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned? Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
By the time they were
the same age.
Okay.
By the way, it was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. He wrote Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance that it may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you.
You
don't know anything about her.
But my point is
No. Your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well,
I'd
admit
rather see a young
you know nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
No, I actually saw with Podesta after the one what fight we watched. We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on.
What a disaster!
This woman is really talented, but you know what? You know nothing
but
about
she's
her.
Not as nobody.
You
talking,
know nothing.
You're
you
talking
know,
about arguably the
you
greatest
know nothing
songwriter
about her.
In the history
and you know
of
what?
Music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet.
Do
you even know who she is?
Does it? That my point is?
You have no point. Your point is you're making, whether I'm right or wrong, you're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't
popular.
Know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm trying
to. You just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But, again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
her sales.
Sales? So what?
But wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen, you've never listened to? You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO?
I have
her Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
No, I didn't watch it. I have Encore. I prefer Encore.
I prefer the art channels. You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
Oh, that is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show, Sports Overnight America. I prove a point once again.
Yeah, that.
You know, I'm going to stand by it. There is no way in hell, no way, you can compare Pete Townsend to Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. It just can't be done. There's something almost immoral about thinking that. In any event, boys and girls, it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Our thanks to Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco. Like I said, I'm Jerry Burke. I am sick as a dog. But I'm persevering. Barely. Ooh, Dudley Do-Right.
No.
Come back. We're talking to adult film star Tanya Tate. She's a Brit. Sports Overnight America.
At Hinsdale Harness Off Track Betting on Route 119 in Hinsdale, they bring the track to you 7 days a week. Whether it's the Greyhound Racing from the Palm Beach Kennel Club, Thoroughbreds from Aqueduct, or Harness Racing from the Meadowlands, Hinsdale Harness OTB has got it live on TV. Grab a burger and a beer from the concession stand, place your bet, and win big at Hinsdale Harness OTB on Route 119 in Hinsdale. Race on in to Hinsdale Harness OTB, bringing the track to you 7 days a week. See him on Facebook.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy. Well, clearly, the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong, you've got a perfect back. I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me?
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Yeah, the one problem with that, I'm Irish. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Hey, about 12 and a half minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. And you know what one of the great parts about this job is? Aside from the fact that I get to sleep until like noon every day. I'm my own boss. And the martinis flow freely. Is I get to talk to some of the coolest people on the planet. But this one maybe my all-time favorite. No, not maybe. It is. I can tell you for a fact, this is the best-looking person I've ever had on this radio program. She is a Renaissance woman. 9-time MILF of the Year award winner. I'd like to have that on my resume. This woman launched her adult entertainment career, let's say, about 6 years ago, late 2008. She's a former office worker, decided on a whim she's going to spice up her life. Now she's one of the biggest things in the adult industry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, big Liverpool football supporter. That's probably because she's from Liverpool, England. Tanya Tate joins us on Sports Overnight. Tanya, how you doing? Welcome to our unmitigated disaster of a show. How you doing? Okay, and figures, the phone isn't working. Oh, there we are. There we are, Tanya. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very smoothly done. I like that intro.
You do well. You know what? I don't do many things well, but you know, giving good introduction. I have nothing else going for me, so I have to work on what I can go. Hi, and thank you so much. Where are you calling in from right now? Where are you?
LA.
Oh, so you're about 350 miles down the road from us right now. I'll be there in an hour. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there you go.
Well, Tanya Tate joins us right now, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Now, I'd like to say you're the first adult entertainment performer we've had on the show, but you're not. I don't know how much you know about the history of adult films, but we had Sika on this show. We've had Ginger Lynn on this show. But you're the best looking of them all. I can say that. Well, and like I said, we were talking to you on the phone. You sound just like my grandmother. She was from England as well. You're from Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm from Liverpool.
Well, I tell you what.
Of course, I have to support my hometown, you know.
Yeah, there's a guy. We have a soccer show here. It's called World Soccer Radio. It airs at 6 o'clock Pacific here on Sports Byline. And he is the guy who does the show, Nick Geber, is a huge Liverpool football supporter.
And
according to him, all the other teams in the EuroLeague are there just for his own personal amusement. I mean, he's just absolutely, I mean, truly, I actually have the You Never Walk Alone thing here from their stadium. I can play, I should have played that for you coming in.
You
but,
should have, yeah.
You know,
that would have made that intro that even more special.
Well, when did you first get into football?
You know, when you're a kid and you live in Liverpool, you have to pick a team. It's like, who are you going to pick? So my family supported Liverpool, so I supported Liverpool. I could have supported Everton, but no, it had to be Liverpool. You know, so then as you grow up, it was like when you're at school, so who do you support? Which team do you support? So I always, you know, had an inclination towards LFC. And, you know, I'll tell you, years ago, I did work in an office, but I also had a little part-time job in a bar as well, and in the bar we used to have a lot of the football players used to come in. This is when I was like many years ago in my early 20s, so we used to have some of the players come in. It was a time when it was just as Ian Rush was retiring, kind of he just retired. So we used to have like Robbie Fowler would come in and
really
yeah.
You weren't one of the rowdies, were you? You didn't start any trouble, did you?
No, I saw a lot what went on, but I've kept myself.
You were a lady. I'm going to tell you were a lady about the whole thing. Were you not? I was reading your bio, And I checked up on you. I'm going to be honest. I did, because we strongly advocate
the research.
Yeah, we strongly advocate the adult industry on this radio program. As a matter of fact, we advocate it all. I have to tell people when they have to check things out online, they have to stop looking at porn and with both hands type in certain websites. I mean, you know the way things work out. You got into the adult industry fairly late. I mean, you were in your late 20s when you got into it, were you not?
Yeah.
Just one day you woke up and you thought, what the hell?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like that, but I'd been in a relationship and I was really bored and looking for something extra to do in my life. And I remember I was kind of hanging out with this guy and he was like, oh, let's watch an adult movie. And he stuck this adult movie on and I was like, oh, yeah. And he was all made up and, oh, raring to go watching it. And I was just sitting there thinking, well, I'm not really just so much into you. And I just watched the movie, you know. And so my mind started wondering, and I thought, you know what? I could do that. I could be in one of the movies. You know, you can imagine the way our minds were thinking, totally different.
Yeah, yeah. He's thinking first person singular. You're thinking pocketbook. You're thinking, how many pounds can I get for doing this? And it looks like a lot of fun. Tanya Tate joins us here on Sports Over. Let me ask you: do you have any? How many brothers and sisters do you have? Any or?
Do you have
any brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh God! That's a question no one's really ever asked me in an interview. I have a few on my mom's side. I've got a sister and a brother, and on my dad's side, I've got a few.
Okay, yeah, I have four sisters. I know what it's like. Are they? They know what you do for a living now. I'm assuming, right?
Yes. I think so.
If they didn't, they do not. Well, did you tell them? I mean, how do you broach that? With anybody in general. Let's just say you're out having a drink or something, and someone comes up and says hi and asks, you know, what do you do for a living? How do you broach that topic with somebody? Because there are some people that would have different reactions. Some people would get totally freaked out. Some people would think, oh, this is going to be fun. And other people would just sit there and stare blankly at you. How do you broach a topic like that with somebody?
You know, when I was first going to get into the industry, I knew my family would find out. So I told my mom and I told my dad and thought, okay, no one else really matters. And it was only later on that a DVD of mine was being passed around in the work where my cousin worked. And he happened to see this movie. And, of course, he didn't realize I was going to be in it.
Yeah.
And suddenly, you know, there I am on the screen. So he sent me a load of these, like, they weren't very nice text messages, let's just say. And, you know, I was texting him back, and I said, children, look, I'm still the same person as I was when we were a kid. Nothing's changed except my career.
Right.
And it took a while for him to get over it.
You know, it's the same way. I had to tell my parents I work in the media. You know, and you should have seen the look on their faces. You know, they were like, really? Working in the media? Because in this country, that's kind of that's down there with lawyers. You know, trust me on this one. Tanya Tate joins us on Sports Overnight. Hey, so you get into the industry, you're in the UK. Had you ever been to the States before you got into the industry?
I've been once or twice on a holiday to the States. And then when I got into the industry, you know, I kind of started making some trips coming across to LA, and I ended up liking it and staying. So here I am.
Trust me, I've lived in California for 12 years. I live in San Francisco. The weather here is terrible. But Southern California, I've been there, L.A., Malibu, you know, Santa Monica. I mean, you can't do much better than that. I mean, that's absolutely gorgeous down there. So
you're
Liverpool. Yeah, you're gonna be sticking around for a while, I take it.
Yeah, I hope so.
You ventured you have your own company now. You have a show on XM Sirius. I mean, you've ventured out. You're just a regular Renaissance woman. I mean, you're in this big time. You're not just doing this for kicks and giggles, making a few films here and there. You're really into the industry up to your waist right now, aren't you?
Oh, I do a lot. But yeah, I do. I have my own radio show, Vivid Radio, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. West. I always get that bit confused.
West Coast Pacific.
It's called The Tanya Tate Show, but I call it a.k.a. The Tanya Tate Wank Show. And yeah, I have a lot of my fans that just, call in and share their fantasy what they'd like to do with me. And
I'm being a gentleman about it because I have these little things tap dancing through my brain right now. But I'm going to be a nice guy about this. How does that sound? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's probably different.
But if you did call into my radio show, by now I'd probably be making you do the countdown. So I count from 10 to 1. By the time it gets to 1, it's all got to be all over for you.
Here's a newsflash. I'm Irish. All you have to do is count down from 4. That's, you know how things work out with the Irish. That's just the way it is. Hey, listen, before we get into, I mean, you have a new movie out, Soccer MILFs number 4. You've been MILF of the year, you know, 9 times over. I never did anything 9 times over. But you're into WWE. You like wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I must admit, I do watch it. I was at Anaheim like a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
And I got to go down there and watch. So I had some really good seats and got to see all the action. But I have to say, my favorite wrestler is Sheamus. Well, there you go.
He's Irish. Damn right. Yeah. You got to love us mix. We got at least. Okay, look. I'm going to use him. I'm going to consider myself flattered through him. Does that work out okay with you? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Do you travel a lot? Do you travel a lot with what you do, or do you pretty much stay in Southern California?
Well, I'm actually going to South Africa this weekend.
Really?
That's what you call travel? Yeah, they've got something called Sexpo South Africa.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fan show. So they're flying me out there and a few other stars. I'm going to be signing and meeting all my fans in South Africa. But, yeah, I get to go to a lot of conventions. I was at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm being flown to Geek Media Expo in Nashville, Tennessee. I've got Kamikaze in Los Angeles coming up. There's Exotica. I do all the Exotica shows. So if anyone's in the New Jersey area, I'm going to be signing at Exotica in the beginning of November. So I get to go everywhere, and then I go back to England at the end of November for Paul Raymond Awards, and I'm up for a MILF of the Year at Paul Raymond. So if anyone wants to send a vote my way, they can do so. VoteTanya.com. It gives you all the info there.
I'll make sure.
My
disturbed listeners, we'll make sure the ballot box is stuffed for you. How does that sound?
I like it being stuffed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what? This is why they pay you the big money. Hey, listen, going to South Africa, this isn't one of those Tanya plus one and you need a one, because I have my passport. I'm always packed and ready to go. I mean, I can use a vacation. I mean, I was going to go to Costa Rica, but you know what? South Africa, that works for me too. I'd love to go.
Well, it's going to be a bit hot over there, you know, and I'm at a convention, so I do tend to get sore feet at the end of the day. So I could always do with a foot massage at the end of the day.
I actually, you know what? I'm good at those.
I bet you are.
Damn right. Hey, but have you ever been to Nashville before? You just said you're going to Nashville. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. I think 2 years ago was the first one. I'm not
a big country music fan, but I got news for you. That strip Broadway that runs down the main drag of Nashville, that's a lot of fun there.
Do you know, there's Geek Media Expo. It's like a convention. It takes over literally one of the hotels. And when I say take over, I mean it is a party full of cosplayers. They're just everywhere. You have to be in costume to be able to walk around the hotel. And all the suites, it's just all parties. It's like, I've never been to a, I don't know if it's like a Hilton or just like a regular hotel.
Right.
And it's totally... cosplayers just take over it. So I never managed to get much further than the hotel. Well, when you don't really need to, when all your fans are there and there's drinks and parties and signings and it's all going on.
Are you happy with the decision you made to get into the industry?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
No, it's one of them. If you make a decision, you know, I'd done it. Before I got in, I thought about, you know, where it was going to take me, what I was going to do. I didn't realize I was going to be, like, making movies and being on the front cover of Penthouse.
And being on this show?
Being on sports shows, yeah, exactly. I did not think that at all.
And by the way, that 8x10 glossy that you sent us, thank you. Even when my mom comes to visit me, I'm going to make sure I have it on my framed and it's on my wall in my den. In my apartment here in San Francisco. Yeah, my mom's like, you know what? He's never been married. He doesn't even have a girlfriend. If this is all he's got, let him have his fun. That's basically my mother's attitude about it. I have 4 sisters. Let them be married and have kids. You know, let me have my fun.
That makes
sense.
Exactly. So
which one did it send you? I can't remember which 80 tones that it sent.
I beg your pardon?
Which photo? What am I doing in the photo?
Oh, no. You're dressed in black negligee, and you're sitting on, like, the edge of a couch with your legs crossed, and you have this come-hither look. Basically, you're looking, and you're saying, Jerry, look at me. And Jerry did for quite some time for the last couple of days when I got the picture. And I want to thank you very much. We also have autographed copies of Soccer MILFs 4, and we're actually going to be giving those away. And, nice. By the way, you have beautiful handwriting, by the way.
Oh, God, you're the first that said that. I struggle to read my own handwriting. You know what it is? Because we're always texting and writing on computers.
Right.
I used to write fabulous when I was younger. You know, it's school, the teacher to write, you know, really nice.
Right.
But now it's like, I don't think anyone could try and forge my signature.
Yeah, unless you're writing to somebody in prison, nobody writes handwritten letters anymore.
Exactly.
You know, Tanya Tate, adult film star extraordinaire, easily the best looking woman we have ever had on this person, period, we've ever had on this radio
program. No, she is. She's the best looking, hands down. I don't want to say that. I've had some good look. Any event, our thanks to Tanya Tate. Go to Tanya, that's Tanya Tate, .com. Sweetheart of a lady. I mean, a really sweet person. Pretty good at her job. Not that I would. Oh, who am I kidding? I know exactly what she does. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. You know, you can follow us. I am sick as a dog. I apologize. But you can follow us on Twitter. That's @ Sports Overnight. Really lazy about Twitter. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. And while you're at that, check out the Facebook page for Bill Lee for governor of the great state of Vermont. You know, if you happen to be in the Green Mountain State, check that out. Also, you can get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burkspell, GERRIE. BURKE. My parents, they actually had a sense of humor. By the way, for those of you who are out there in the northeast part of the country, and particularly Pennsylvania, maybe parts of Maryland as well, it's kind of close enough. This is kind of on a personal note. I have a sister, my four sisters, but one of my sisters, Casey, she is a chef, one of those high-end kind of deals. She put her own shingle out, so to speak. She has a place right now. It's called Raising the Bar. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, yeah, she is in the Broad Street Market now. She was the executive pastry chef at Brico in Harrisburg, but she put out her own shingle. So if you get a chance, check out Raising the Bar in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's Broad Street Market. Those idiots at the USA Network next. And tell her I sent you. Maybe she'll give you a discount. Probably not. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Next hour, talking with Fred Wallen as well as the great Mark Mancini. This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.